In the Way of God for Humanity, the editor-in-chief of Spirit of Islam, the famous Islamic scholar and tireless pacifist Maulana Wahiduddin Khan, has recently been awarded India's second highest civilian honor, the Padma Vibhushan. Padma Vibhushan is awarded for exceptional and distinguished service. The awards were announced on the occasion of Republic Day this year. Maulana Wahiduddin Khan, in addition to having expertise in traditional Islamic theology, has an exceptionally good knowledge of science, history and social science. He is well known for examining the Islamic principles in light of these modern subjects and presenting its interpretation in the contemporary perspective. India's template for a good Muslim is the same as its template for a good Hindu, Sikh or Christian, etc. Neither is it any different from the Islamic or the universal model of a good person, that he should be a good citizen, who enriches society by service, charity, peace and amity. It is from this vantage that Wahiduddin Khan dives into the vast resources of Islamic traditions to bring to the surface its universal human values. So writes Mr. Namal Hoda, an IPS officer, in his column for New Age Islam, February 11, 2021. Born in 1925, Maulana Wahiduddin Khan has been actively presenting the ideology of peace and spirituality since the early 1950s. Presenting Islam in contemporary idiom is his mission statement. To this end, he established Center for Peace and Spirituality, CPS, in 2001. Before that, he also established the Islamic Center and Good Word Books. The purpose of all these establishments was the same: to present the true face of religion through Islamic literature and present a counter-narrative, in light of Quran and Hadith, to those who are damaging the image of Islam, in the name of jihad and resorting to terrorism. Also, to remove misconceptions about Islam. He has written more than 200 books. He has also produced an easy-to-understand translation of the Quran in contemporary English. This is being further translated into many national and international languages. These Quran translations are being distributed all around the world. CPS has also been connected to the latest technology. The websites www.cpsglobal.org and www.xquran.com have been developed, and books are being digitized. Video recording of the lecture sessions is being done in recording studios along with the live streaming of such sessions. In particular, the sessions on the Quran are a big hit. Now CPS has become a globally recognized organization. In 2002, Maulana Wahiduddin Khan was awarded the Demirgas Peace International Award by the Nuclear Disarmament Forum AG. The award, under the patronage of the former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev, was given to acknowledge his outstanding achievements in strengthening peace among nations and for his efforts to develop a complete ideology of peace and present Islamic teachings in the style and language of the present day. The award was presented at a ceremony by Dr. Alexander Besmertnik, chairman of the World Council of Former Foreign Ministers, WCFFM. He has also been awarded the title of Ambassador of Peace by the International Federation for World Peace, Korea. Some of the other awards presented to him are the Padma Bhushan, 2000, the Rajiv Gandhi National Sadbhavna Award, 2009, the National Integration Award, the Communal Harmony Award, the Dwalibin Mohan Lal Mehta Award, the National Amity Award, the Dili Gaurav Award, the FIE Foundation Award, the Urdu Academy Award, the Runa Asaf Ali Sadbhavna Award, and the National Citizens Award, presented by Mother Teresa. He was conferred with the Sayyidina Imam Al-Hassan Ibn Ali Peace Award, 2015, in Abu Dhabi, and Lifetime Achievement Award by the Islamic Society of North America, ISNA, at Chicago in 2015. Acknowledging his contribution for a peaceful India, spiritual leader SRISRI Ravi Shankar commented, "Maulana Wahiduddin Khan is a very renowned spiritual leader of our country. I call him our Bhishma Pitamaha, the eldest of our spiritual wealth of this country. His way of peace gives a new understanding about Islam and what Islam says, tenets of peace. I think that is most needed today where there are so much fractions, fanaticism and small-mindedness. Wahiduddin Khan's philosophy and his interpretation are most valuable. Harmony and diversity are his main sutras. I think it is a very valuable mission that he is on in bringing peace to people." Maulana Wahiduddin Khan envisions India as the spiritual superpower of the world. Former President of India Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam paid tribute to his efforts towards this end. He said, "I have read many of his books. I see him as an embodiment of real spiritual engagement. I have got great respect for him." One day the Prophet was sitting in the cave of Hira and did not return home at his usual time. Khadija became worried. She thought the Quraysh might harm him, so she sent a man to look for him. She wondered, what could have happened to him? Why is he late? The man she sent returned empty-handed and told her that he could not find the Prophet anywhere in town. Khadija decided to go and look for him herself. At that time the Prophet was in the cave with the angel Gabriel. Gabriel said to the prophet, "Khadija is coming here. She has got some food and water for you." And then he added, "When she comes in, give her the greetings from her Lord, and tell her that there will be a house made of pearls for her in paradise." When Khadija arrived, the prophet told her, "Here is Gabriel. He is giving greetings to you from your Lord, and he is greeting you." Khadija replied, "God is peace, and he is the source of all peace. May God's peace and blessings be upon you, Messenger of God, and my greetings to Gabriel." The hatred of the Quraysh was so strong that soon the prophet, his wife Khadija, their children, his uncle Abu Talib and his family, and all those who accepted Islam were forced to leave their homes in Makkah. They took refuge in an open plot of land called Shib Abi Talib, just outside the town. There were no proper houses there and they had to live in tents. It was like a refugee camp, and the family of the prophet had to stay there for almost 3 years. They faced hunger, disease and poverty. Sometimes they had to eat the leaves from a tree to satisfy their hunger, for there was hardly anything else to eat. Khadija could have stayed on in Makkah, but she chose to stay with the prophet in these times of trial and difficulty. Once the richest lady of Makkah, Khadija now lived in a makeshift tent under the open sky, without enough food and water, but she did not complain. She bore the difficulties with great patience and endurance. Her presence was a support to the prophet. All the people in the makeshift camp lived in great poverty. They wore old clothes and slept on old blankets. They had hardly any personal belongings. Khadija had just one wooden bucket and a mug. One day even the mug broke. She had not enough money to buy a new mug for herself, so she remained patient about it. Luckily, a carpenter was passing her tent and agreed to repair it for her. When the ban was finally lifted, the harsh treatment the believers had had to endure during the years of the ban had left them broken in mind and spirit. Their health suffered due to long starvation, and many of them were sick. Khadija's health was not good either. She had suffered great hardship and instead of eating herself, used to give all the food to her children and husband. She passed away in the month of Ramadan, in AD 619.